So hello, everyone. Welcome to Human to Human, the podcast. I like to think of this as periodic learnings with interesting people. Sometimes I pull out pieces that I've written or blogged and turn them into a little bit of a voice articulation. I always think of this as intimate conversations with ourselves and with each other. And there's an old maxim that I've loved, an old principle of you start anywhere and you follow it everywhere. That's what all of this is about. And today I am going to play with a writing, a blog post that is recent, and I called it From Normal to Now. And it really grows out of a conversation with a good friend of mine, Bob Stilger, on the weekend. And Bob is known for some of his work. He's got a book that's called After Now, When We Cannot See the Future and Where Do We Begin? Because Bob worked for a long time, continues to, in Japan. And especially in 2013, I think is the date, when there was triple disaster that happened in Japan, a tsunami, a earthquake, a nuclear meltdown. And there was so much just not knowing what to do. Anyway, Bob and I had a just good catching up phone call on the weekend. Zoom, yay, get to see each other. And we started talking about, of course, the current context, pandemic, how are you doing? What are you seeing? You know, what are you learning? Some of that stuff. And in the conversation, we had this evolution of language and narrative, if you will, from normal to now. And it became clear to me that there's a few stages there that are sort of, you know, dancing in the awareness of people these days. And I like feeling the progression of it with Bob. It's like, you know, he and I have enough friendship that goes back over 20-ish years now, back to our early days with Berkana, the Berkana Institute. But we have enough friendship to sort of think out loud together. And I really love that. Anyway, the first reference, I'm going to name five here. And very influenced by pandemic and coronavirus. The first one is Back to Normal. And this is the reference that Bob and I were both expressing our frustration with. It feels misleading to talk about going back to normal. It feels misguiding to talk about going back to normal, even though this is what many people are hoping for or waiting for or insisting upon. And, you know, truth be told, I feel like there's a part of me that wants to feel the not worry of what the normal was. There were definitely worries, but not of the same kind that go with coronavirus. But this back to normal narrative, you know, it's natural to want to go back to such things. It just feels misleading and misguiding. The second reference point that Bob and I both talked about was the new normal. And that one, of course, points us into, you know, what's happening, what's changing, what's different. And at minimum, moves us away from the story that is, well, all that exists is the normal. And getting back to that is the primary goal. So the new normal at least points us into a direction of change or something different. The third phrase that we used, and this is really Bob picking up on this third one, is the next normal. And this is so deeply embedded in Bob's work. It's one of the reasons I love him and appreciate him. He's trying to continue to like advocate or encourage an evolution of things. You know, there's no normal to go back to, and even new normal seems to connote concretizing something or maybe something more in that direction. But the next normal has sort of this, you know, this this connotation of things are always changing. And of course that's true. So I love it that Bob brings that language in. It's around things being in flux. It's around things being in massive shift. And I love the invitation to the continuous change, or the parts of us that actually know that continuous change is always going on, always happening, but it helps us land in that a little bit more. The fourth one that we went to, again, Bob on this one, is the next now. So we're off of the normal now, and we're just talking about what is now. This starts to deepen it, doesn't it? It just brings us into more surrender. I think it brings us into more participation with, you know, the unfolding that is going on. This one just challenges these old and yet attractive assumptions of certainty and prediction and command and control. It's so much of what has built society and organizations over the last, you know, couple hundred years, for that matter. Certainly got jacked up in the Industrial Revolution of things. And I think somewhat in the information age of things here also. So the next now. And then the last one that really landed for me, I think because I've always had something kind of inner Zen in me or inner Buddhist in me that so appreciates the now. So the fifth is just the now. And that one feels like, okay, now here we are. Spiritual traditions, many, have so long encouraged us to develop capacity for being in the now or growing some present moment awareness. And know that it's not an end. You know, the now is not an end. It's just another moment of being. And this takes, I keep finding, you know, this takes more than brain to figure that one out. I'm glad to have some words for it, including what Bob and I were really working with together. But it takes a soft eye or a soft heart to be able to begin to even just welcome every moment as if it's the only moment. We're in some way, you know, we're removing this deeply embedded, almost impossible to remove, perhaps, construct of time in our psyches. And yet time is a construct. You know, we have chronos time, i.e. clock time, which certainly makes some things efficient and helpful and coordinated and collaborated. But let's not lose sight of kairos time, which has a little more leaning into the time that is beyond time, the now of things. So anyways, just love the conversation with Bob, and I'm glad for old friendship, and I'm glad for smart and clever and kind and honest. You know, this is not a let's just be clever conversation about moving some words around. I think that many of us are living in a time here where we're really digging into some deep and fruitful and sometimes painful places of heart that reconstruct the, you know, the reality of what we live in. So I loved all of this from normal to now. I'm grateful for my friend Bob and moving out of the back to normal or even the new normal or even the next normal, just into the next now or the now of this moment. Thanks for listening today. If you'd like further information, my website is tennysonwolf.com, and I continue to post a daily blog there, as well as a few other resources that are all intended to help being good human beings with one another, human to human, in the groups that we are a part of, be it teams or committees or families or communities or churches or broader society. Thanks for joining today.